Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, July 18th, 2024. We're checking in today with our friends at Torchlight Media in Belfast.
Good to be here with you again, Amy. I'm Chris Battaglia. I'm broadcasting out of the Torchlight Media studio here at 158 High Street in downtown Belfast. And I'm excited to announce that next week, from Friday, July 26th through Sunday, July 28th, we are introducing our first audio documentary intensive workshop, and we've paired with Salt Institute for Documentary Studies in Portland to come up here. And director of that program, Isaac Kestenbaum, is going to lead that workshop. So we're hoping that a small amount of participants can go from 0 to 2 minutes and make a 2-minute fully produced audio story that we aim to share publicly at the end of this workshop. Folks who are amateur or, you know, maybe like middle of their career are expected. I mean, anyone of all stripes could join this class, but you'll learn how to use the field recording kit, gather sound, ask questions, and be able to edit a piece from nothing to 2 minutes. And what's exciting is that we're actually partnering with WERU to broadcast these student pieces at the end, at some point at a later date. And, you know, we're Torchlight's a community-based like multimedia studio. We do photo, video, audio, storytelling, all that jazz. So we're excited to, after working with high school students for the first 6 months, we're excited to just launch into general community offerings. And so this is the first of what I hope to be many. And but yeah, if you were going to come to this course, you would be greeted with a welcome dinner on Friday night, the 26th, and then learn audio all day Saturday, produce in the field Saturday afternoon, edit Sunday morning, and present your pieces on Sunday to somewhere in the community, probably outdoors, maybe down in the Steamboat Landing, maybe right here on High Street. And then we'll have a closing dinner. So we want to feed and welcome and close this thing out with food. It's always been part of the things that I do, because it's a whole experience, and we expect you to be here for 2+ days. So food's the least we can do. But Isaac, who's leading the course, has done incredible work. He's made work for Audible. He is the, director of this amazing, main documentary institute, and his work's been featured all over, won prizes and grants. And so we're really honored to have, someone of his caliber up here teaching this workshop. And that's what we hope to do with Torchlight, is bring in people who have much more expertise than we do to help lead classes that are somewhere accessible. The courses are, you can find more about the course and register on our website, but the courses are offered at a sliding scale. No one's gonna be turned away for lack of funds. We want this to be a place where people who can get a head start in their audio career or just delve into a project they've always been hoping to work on have space for that. We have limited space. Our studio is maybe 300 square feet, and we'll use a lot of downtown Belfast outside, but space is limited. So we've had a few registrations. We definitely have space for about 4 or 5 more. And if folks wanted to learn more and to register, you sign up in advance. That's on our website, torchlightmaine.com. There's a tab that says classes and workshops, and everything you need to know will be there. And yeah, I think, and beyond that, in offering sliding scale and no one being turned away, if people need like a scholarship or people need some type of financial aid, we fielded those questions and are happy to continue fielding those questions too, because having the caliber of Maine College of Art and Design's documentary program up here in Midcoast feels really special. So we're going to honor that. Anyone who feels like they need that can come to the class.
Looking forward to hearing what you come up with.
Thanks, Amy.
That was Chris Battaglia from Torchlight Media in Belfast, torchlightmaine.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. If you have an event coming up, be sure to post that on our community calendar by going to our website, weru.org. Click on calendar, and there's a form there you can complete. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.